From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. They've been called more a legend than a band, but every so often, Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Butch Hancock get the band back together. Today on the show, a classic live performance from the Flatlanders, and a look at the roots of the band, including how they turned an insult into a band name.
He said, "This is so strange for a bunch of Flatlanders to come here and teach Nashville people how to play hillbilly music."
The Flatlanders return to Austin Saturday night at the Paramount Theater. And speaking of the Flatlanders, Cosmic Country arguably had a big influence on Israel Nash, the KUTX Artist of the Month. He's in our Studio 1A playing songs from his stellar new album. Plus, back and forth with Robert Plant and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. The Flatlanders bring it back to Austin Saturday night at the Paramount Theater, part of the KUTX Live series. And later on, we'll dig into our archives for a classic show from the Lubbock Trio. But first, some new music. If you like pure pop with melody, I think you're going to like this band, Silver Ships. Silver Ships is actually Chaz Bissett. He pretty much plays every instrument on his band's debut album called Songs from a Room That Never Moves. It comes out September 30th. This song seems appropriately timed. It's called Summer's Gone. New from Austin, Silver Ships, the Austin Music Experience.
Thank you.
Silver Ships is the band, well, one of those bands where it's really one guy, Chaz Bissett. From Austin, Texas, the debut album from Silver Ships, Songs from a Room That Never Moves, comes out at the end of the month, and the first song we have from it is Summer's Gone. Well, actually, we have one more week to go. This is Jody Denberg, and we're going to go back and forth with former Austinite Robert Plant, who spent 18 months living here when he was romantically involved with Austin's Patty Griffin. In fact, the two of them came to our Studio 1A last year to play a song from Patty's American Kid record. We'll hear that, and then we'll hear something from Robert Plant's brand new album, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, back and forth on the Austin Music Experience with Robert Plant here with Patty Griffin.
Meet me in the evening where the river is low. Meet me on the waters of the Ohio. No lines, the river is a river of love.
the rain, the mud, somewhere east of Tunica, and I'm close to giving up. The car goes round in a circle, the road remains the same. For help and consolation, I'll turn it on again, turn it on. Turn it on.
Well, what do we know about Robert Plant and his Austin experience at this point? We know that he likes Fiesta more than Whole Foods. And we know that it doesn't seem that Austin influenced this new record of Robert Plant's, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, members of Tenarowin and Portishead. And it's been about a decade since we got new original material from Robert Plant. That one, Turn It Up. And we went back with Robert Plant and Patty Griffin to our Studio 1A 2013 performance of Patty's Ohio. Coming up, the KUTX Artist of the Month, Israel Nash, live from Studio 1A, and the Flatlanders swapping songs like it's 1972. Stay with us. We'll be right back. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas music history, we'll meet a singer whose musical odyssey took him from the barrio to pop stardom. Sonny Ozuna was born in San Antonio on September 8, 1943. Although he faced the same poverty and discrimination that many Hispanics before him had faced, Ozuna was part of the new World War II baby boomer generation that had unprecedented access to public education and economic opportunities. Drawing from both traditional Mexican folk music and the newly emerging genre of rock and roll, Ozuna recorded the 1963 smash hit, which earned him a coveted appearance on Dick Clark's popular television show, American Bandstand.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Sonny Ozuna was an inspiration to other young Tejano artists who hoped to use music as a path out of the barrio. Ozuna went on to build a successful career in the Spanish language music market that continues today. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll learn about one of country music's most famous singers who at first tried to sound like anyone but himself. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Art Levy, and this is your soundcheck. Austin City Council and mayoral races are heating up. If you're part of Austin's music industry or the creative sector, this month is your time to hear what the candidates have to say. Austin Music People, Austin Creative Alliance, and the Austin Technology Council are hosting a series of panels so voters can learn about the positions of each candidate on issues concerning their district and sector. Topics to be discussed that may affect the ATX music industry include affordable housing, job creation, and economic development. Head to Austin Music People's Facebook page to learn more. Ghostland Observatory's Aaron Behrens is starting a new chapter in his career, along with cutting off his famous long hair. Behrens has taken a hiatus from Ghostland to launch his own solo career. The release date for the new EP from Aaron Behrens and The Midnight Stroll is just a couple of days away. In the meantime, you can hear him DJ some of his all-time favorite songs at the home of the Austin Music Experience, KUTX.org.
It's the time of the season.
Here in Austin, we're getting close to Ham Day. Ham being the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. And September 23rd will bring about the 9th annual benefit for the organization. The day-long citywide celebration brings attention to the organization's efforts to provide access to affordable health care for Austin's working musicians. Many businesses pledge 5% of the day's proceeds to Ham. And of course, there's plenty of live music across town. Ham Day officially kicks off the night before on the 22nd at ACL Live at the Moody Theater with the All ATX British Invasion Concert. Austin musicians Alejandro Escovedo, Christopher Cross, Dana Falconberry, Shiny Ribs, and more will pay tribute to the music that helped define a generation. They'll be performing alongside Eric Burdon and the Animals and the Zombies. More info at myhaam.org. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Art Levy.
I'm Jody Denberg. There's a lot of great influences working on Israel Nash's third album. I'm hearing Graham Parsons, CSN, and definitely Neil Young and Crazy Horse. It's pretty fitting that Israel Nash calls nearby Dripping Springs home. That was the birthplace of progressive country in the early 70s with Willie Nelson's Picnics. As the old saying goes, Nash wasn't born in Texas, but he came here as fast as he could, growing up in Missouri before spending time in New York. He recently stopped by our Studio 1A to play songs from his new album, Israel Nash's Rain Plans, and we think you're going to enjoy it. And him, Israel Nash, live from Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience.
Oh,
Israel Nash, the KUTX Artist of the Month, recorded live in our Studio 1A a song called Woman at the Well. Our own Lori Gallardo talked with Israel Nash about his traveling and returning to a more rural setting.
You know, moving, change in life is something that can be drastic, I think, for a songwriter. And I often say, you know, I'm not the only guy songwriter that chose to live in the country or move away, you know, but I kind of think I see it more as why some people like to do that. But I think that there has always been some sort of like nature aspects about my songs, just kind of the inspiration for it. I think I've kind of come to the idea that, you know, you can kind of do what you want, and you can make music, and you can make music with people you love, and make art that you care about, and that there aren't any limitations. So, you know, just put it all out there. So I think maybe earlier records I was a little more sensitive to that, or a little more aware of that. Now it's kind of like, oh, it's just making music, you know, let the inspirations go and let it fall where it may. So
it does feel very intuitive. It sounds very natural for you, just the way the entire album flows, or at least that's what I was getting from it.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. Like the album, you know, was written in a fairly short period of time, and very much kind of organized by the idea of just, you know, being there and just that kind of excitement and what that did to me, because it was a lot of other changes. The ones that just like, oh, the hill country is so amazing. I changed a lot too as a person, you know, so I think that all that kind of stuff affects who you are and your art and how it's expressed. And so let's keep expressing. So
absolutely. Again, the name of the album is Rain Plans. Why don't you give us one more?
I got
Israel Nash's Rain Plans. That's the song, that's the album, that's the KUTX Artist of the Month on the Austin Music Experience. Find out more about Israel Nash, hear more from him at KUTX.org and at Red 7 next month. Coming up, a vintage performance and interview with the Flatlanders as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Their debut album said it all, more a legend than a band. The Flatlanders' original incarnation only lasted a year in the early 70s, and then they went their separate ways. But over the last, 40 years, Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Butch Hancock each had remarkable solo careers. The New York Times described the Flatlanders as a supergroup in reverse. But every so often, Ely, Gilmore, and Hancock reunite and swap songs like the early days. The Flatlanders return to Austin with a show at the Paramount on Saturday night, and in a moment, we'll hear a classic, perfect Flatlanders show recorded in 2011 on the old soundstage of Austin's city limits. But let's dial back the clock. From the very beginning, the Flatlanders were a step removed from most country groups.
We read Henry Miller and Alan Watts and, and just a bunch of, we'd already read Gurdjieff, we were reading that stuff in this period that we were all living together. We were always interested in a lot of strange and esoteric stuff.
When you live in Lubbock, you're a lot closer to the stars and the moon. And
yeah, you've got those skies and you can't escape it.
The horizon is everything there. I remember I spent one whole summer doing nothing but sleeping out at night with a little cardboard star chart learning all the constellations.
It was actually, Royce Clark was the guy that produced, he was the guy that wanted us to come to Nashville and record and then go into, and I'm pretty certain it was, we played, I think it might have been Hello Stranger. It was something like a Carter Family song, a real, really, really old time, hillbilly song.
Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine.
Hello, stranger,
put your loving hand in mine.
You are a stranger,
and you're a pal of mine.
We finished the song, and he just like, he loved it, he kind of leaned back and he said, this is so strange for a bunch of Flatlanders to come here and teach Nashville people how to play hillbilly music. Steve Wesson, who was the saw player, looked up and he said, "That's it." And we all went, "That's what?" And he said, "Flatlanders." And when he said that, it's like all the guys in the band, we all just went, yeah. Because we knew that, that's a funny term anyway. First of all, it's just literally accurate. And then we also, we'd been in Colorado and places, we knew that Flatlanders are always looked down on in the, like in the ski places and all that.
Anywhere there's a hill.
Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the Flatlanders.
Now that I know Everything that I know is wrong. Am I right if I say I didn't know that you knew all along? Putting me on the hot seat, put me on the spot. Tell me I'm in trouble, tell me I'm not. But it feels so good I might be right where I belong. In and out of love, I wonder what I thought I was doing there. It might be a different story if anything but life was fair. If it's dog eat dog and cat eat cat, I might never see the light until I eat my hat. I'm caught between the day and night, and pretty mama, I don't care. 'Cause I'm right where I belong. It feels so good I might be right where I belong. That I'm dreaming or it's all in my head. Tell me that I'm dying or I'm already dead. But it feels so good I might be right where I belong. Yeah, I'm right where I belong. It feels so good I might be right where I belong.
The Flatlanders, Right Where I Belong from Studio 6A. And this stage we're on has been on the airwaves for 3 decades, the now former home of Austin City Limits. I've spent so many magical nights here. Just off the top of your head, is there a night that sticks out of being in this room and hearing somebody or seeing somebody or playing it?
Wow. So many of them, yeah. I'll never forget playing here with my band on a Halloween night. You know how Austin goes crazy at Halloween. And and I made the mistake. All the cameramen were down here in the front, and I just got carried away and lost myself and invited the whole audience onto the stage. And the cameramen had this look of horror on their face. No, you can't do that. And pretty soon I was singing to a television set. A guy had a television over his head.
I think I've seen that one, actually. You know, one of my favorite nights here was the tribute to Towns Van Zandt after he passed, and there were so many great people up here doing Towns' songs, and Towns is the guardian angel of the Flatlanders, and I was just curious, in a nutshell, how that came to be, how he came to be kind of your guiding light.
Well, I picked him up hitchhiking in Lubbock, Texas, out about 5 miles out of town, and he was just hitchhiking from California. He had just made his first album, and he was going back to Houston. And what are the odds of running into somebody in, that was about 1968, picking up somebody on the road in Lubbock, and he had a backpack full of albums. He'd just come across the Mojave Desert with a backpack full of vinyl. And gave me a record, and I took it over to Jimmy's house, and then later on, me and Butch and Jimmy just played that record until we wore it out.
This is, we got to talking about towns. I think I'll just start with one of his. Thank you, Towns.
It seems suddenly appropriate for me to do a Towns Van Zandt song, and this will be a turnaround because many of our gigs we end with this song, but I'm going to go ahead and start with it. Thank you.
back from where I came. I know I'm bound to ramble till I get back from where I came. White bread line, won't you come and haul away my brain? It's bad news from Houston. Half my friends are dying. White bread line, won't you come and haul away my mind? I'm going out on the highway and listening to them big trucks whine. I'm going out on the highway and listening to them big trucks whine. Won't you come and haul away my mind? White bread line, won't you come and haul away my mind? White bread line, won't you come and haul away my
Thank you.
We figure we ought to do, in this room, before it changes into something else, we should do this song one more time.
When you're ready for steady, go a-dancing in the prancing, grab your sweetheart and hop in your car. Just drive right on down to the bright side of town. You'll be happy, you don't have to drive far. You'll be glad you don't have to drive far. Park your pickups and your Cadillacs and your Fords and Renaults. Get out and dance like the Dickens to the West Texas Waltz. My pickup needs a tune-up. I better get up and make up my mind to get busy today. My sewer line is backing up and my tractor's been acting up, but I'll be dancing tonight anyway. I'll be dancing the whole night away. 'Cause I count my blessings and I don't count my faults, and I like to dance like the Dickens to the West Texas Waltz. Well, I found a young cow dog and I told him how now, dog, you're a borderline collie, I'm a borderline fool. But he had some bad habits, he was scared of jackrabbits, so I sent him off to canine school. I think they called it Texas Tech. And when he got back, he couldn't tell a cow from a horse, but he could dance like the Dickens to the West Texas Waltz. My baby took me after dark to the old baseball park. We sat in the center field stands. I asked her how many outs. She said, I got my doubts, but you can count them on either one of your hands. She said, Butch, I got a much better plan. If you kiss me on the strikes, I'll kiss you on the balls, and we'll dance like a Dickens to the West Texas Waltz. We'll be right back.
If you want to stay happy, you better lace up your best dancing shoes. Come see us, don't write us. You can cure your arthritis just by dancing away your blues. Just by dancing away all your blues. So bind up your bunions with band-aids and gauze. Get out and dance like the Dickens to the West Texas Waltz.
I met a fine lady banker, and I'd sure like to thank her for the credit she gave me, made me shout.
Yeah! Hey, this is your big line in the song, so come on.
For the credit she gave me, made me shout. It was better.
This happens every single time. Volume and enthusiasm was great, but the sustain was pathetic. Come on, get a deep breath of air.
For the credit she gave me, made me shout. She changed my whole attitude to show her a little gratitude. I decided I'd just ask her out. I said, honey, do you want to step out? I said, close up your windows, we'll lock up your faults, and let's go dance like the Dickens to the West Texas Waltz.
We spent my next to last dollar in the old ice cream parlor, on a milkshake and a malt and a pop. And we heard of some sounds. There was a honky-tonk lounge next door to the ice cream shop. Right next to the ice cream shop. Now only two things are better than your milkshakes and your malts, and one's a dancing like a Dickens to the West Texas Waltz.
And the other one is something, but really it's nothing to speak of, it's something to do. And if you've done it before, you'll be doing it some more, just as soon as the dancing is through. Right after the dancing is through. If anybody asks you why, just tell them because you've been dancing like the Dickens to the West Texas Waltz.
Thanks again, everybody.
The Flatlanders, recorded live in 2011 on the historic soundstage of ACL. They're back in Austin this Saturday night with a show at the Paramount for the KUTX Live series. You can find past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at our website, kutx.org, and please find us on Facebook at facebook.com/AustinMusicExperience. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.